Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2:36 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. All-Star finalists are trickling out so far. First, second, and short have been the finalists have been given. No Padres in those first three spots. Third base is coming here shortly. I imagine we will get a Manny Machado, but you never know. There's some last-minute voting rushes could change.
No, he's got to be a fifth. He's not a finalist.
They're
going to have to change the way the process is done.
This is trouble.
That would
Without
be big-time trouble. I got good news, Tony. Before we get to our guest, Melanie Newman, I want to congratulate my guys on my Wednesday night softball team. I know some of them are tuned in because we did win our second championship last night in the last 6 months. So I just wanted to report, Tony, we scored 43 runs in two games.
Wow.
And won both games, of course, to win the championship. I had a total of zero RBIs. Out of 43 runs scored.
Are you hitting? Where are you hitting?
Pretty low. I think I hit 11th in a 12-man lineup. But that's neither here nor there.
Show.
Yeah. I did have three hits, but none of them drove in any runs. I just thought
out of 43.
I know. I just thought that was weird.
That is weird.
I didn't feel like I really contributed as much as I would have liked to.
Well, that's all right. You know, that's what a team is for, right? You had three knocks. You can't control if somebody's on base in front of you. You can only control what you can control.
There was a guy on second base each time that is actually slower than I am, so he couldn't score.
Yeah. You can't do much about that, man.
I
guess you could hit it in the gap to give him more time. But listen, all you can do is get in position, take the swing. What happens after is out of your control.
I know, but I still want to congratulate my guys putting up 43 runs last night. Champions.
What's your team's name?
It's embarrassing. It's truly embarrassing. It's been the name of this team.
Can you say it on radio?
Yes, I can. It's the name of this team has been the name since before I got on the team. It does not describe our guys at all, except for maybe me and the guy who's the coach. The name of the team is the Geriatrics. Can you imagine a worse name than that?
The Geriatrics, huh?
Yeah, most of the guys on the team are half my age, so...
Half as in the other way.
Half as old as me, yeah. But anyway, we had fun last night, and I would congratulate my guys for winning. It was
congratulations
we had a lot of fun.
To the Geriatrics.
Ridiculous name, but it was a win, so we'll take it.
Good for you guys. As Chris told you, we'll soon have Melanie Newman join us. Apple TV play-by-play. Also, she does Orioles TV and radio. So looking forward to the conversation with her and her really climb to being a national play-by-play. You know what I mean? I mean, there are a lot of people out here that would love to have that job. She was one of the best for it. And I had the opportunity to meet Melanie in Atlanta for the first time. They did an Apple TV game for us earlier this season, and she's really good.
She is really good. It was really interesting in the story on her on CBS this morning because there was a young lady, I believe the young lady was like 11 years old, and she wants to be a broadcaster, baseball broadcaster, this 11-year-old girl. And somebody told the girl, well, you know, the broadcast for the Orioles is female. And so, you know, this young lady went to games and started holding up signs and, you know, saying that she loved Melanie Newman and that Melanie Newman was great. And, you know, she wanted to be a play-by-play broadcaster. So Melanie Newman, realizing that when she was 11 years old, there was nobody supporting her claim to be a broadcaster, you know, went down and got this young lady, brought her up to the booth and sat her down during a broadcast and actually had this young girl call a couple of, not an inning, but a couple of pitches. And anyway, it forged a relationship. And the CBS reporter in the magazine show was doing an interview with Melanie Newman about it. And she broke down a little bit talking about how much it meant to her that there was somebody out there, you know, that appreciated her for what she was doing out there. And, I mean, she's a trailblazer in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, we have Jenny on the show, Jenny Kavnar. Yep, she's done a lot of the play-by-play for the Rockies. I mean, it is not a business that many women are able to get into. And so that's why I'm excited if we can get Melanie on. I don't know if Scraby's having – he's throwing his hands up in the air,
no,
Tony.
Does that
mean something?
I mean, the phones are broken. What's new?
Oh, the phones are broken. Oh, no.
This seems to be a reoccurring theme for
Scrabe. It has been a bit of a reoccurring theme lately.
The funny part about Scrabe is he's not very good at hiding body language. So
no,
like,
I could just tell that something was totally amiss by watching him storm in and out of the studio.
I even threw my headphones on the ground.
He's thrown his headphones. He just looks flustered right now. And
well,
I'm not even in the same room.
But you got to – you look – When things get tough, you got to be able to, you know, stay cool. You're the producer. You got to stay cool.
That's not great.
I know.
The funny part is I'm on Zoom, so he's in and out of my picture. But every time he comes in, you could just see the frustration mounting on his face. And so, you know, he's really locked in. I think he's got Melanie on the phone. I will tell everybody the third basemans have come out.
Okay, for the balloting.
And this will make everybody happy. Manny Machado is number one ahead of Nolan Arenado.
That's good.
So
thank goodness.
They are the finalists. I believe there's more voting from that point in terms
of
–
Yeah, I guess so. But Manny's going to be the starter this year. Come on.
Phones are fixed.
The phones miraculously got fixed all of a sudden.
Well, it wasn't miraculous. It was the throwing the headset on the ground that apparently shuffled the phones back into working properly.
Yeah, they are clearly working and joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline is Melanie Newman. As I mentioned, Apple TV play-by-play. She also does Orioles TV and radio. She does an excellent job. Melanie, thank you for your time. How are you doing today?
Thanks, guys. I'm good. Just drive into New York, actually. So it's nice to stop moving for a minute.
I believe you have the Mets and Rangers this Friday tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So let's start the beginning of your journey. We all know that this is an industry where there aren't a lot of women that get to do what you do. What was the thing that, you know, pushed you towards being a broadcaster in general?
Yeah. I don't really have as direct a path as a lot of other people do. And I think I felt guilty about that for a long time before I just kind of finally realized, you know, everybody has a different approach. And that's why it's really cool to get to hear different voices. I was very introverted as a kid. We grew up at every sporting event possible. We were just outside of Atlanta. We had SEC sports. We had the Olympics when I was a kid. The Braves were obviously everything in the 90s. But I fell more into the writing end of things. I was one of our yearbook editors for 3 years in high school. I did a lot of the photography. I worked with our varsity baseball team in the East Cobb baseball complex, just keeping the book, doing various things for them. But it wasn't until I actually got into college that they switched me over to being a broadcast major. It was all the odds and ends. I worked for our sports information department. Worked for our student news station as well, and then kind of got thrown out in the universe. And I knew I wanted to be in baseball, and I thought at the time I wanted to be a reporter because representation, that's what I saw as a path. And I got really fortunate that I quit an independent team in the middle of the year, called everybody, and my buddy in Mobile, which of course now they're gone, said, we just fired a girl, and if you want to come in, the job is yours. And so I joined halfway through. Andy Green was actually my first skipper. And they started putting me on air. And he looked at me and said, you're going to do more than just on-field hosting. We're not doing just the pre and post game. I want you to have innings. I want you to be in the booth with me. And it was an uphill battle. I paid my own way to travel when the team was on the road, and drive myself, and still had to do all the sales and other responsibilities while I was on the road. But definitely a start that I wouldn't trade for anything, because the minor league side of it is still so underrated and so special. Yeah.
Melanie Newman, trailblazing broadcaster for the Baltimore Orioles, and also does the Apple TV Game of the Week. And 2021, she and Jessica Mendoza called a Dodger-Padre game for ESPN. First time an all-female broadcast team called a nationally televised MLB game. Melanie, I saw the piece on CBS this morning a few weeks ago, and boy, I really enjoyed it, and I watched it over a couple of times. As somebody that was a broadcaster myself coming up and, you know, probably didn't have to pay the same dues you did, but you were really touched by this young lady. I believe she was 11 years old, maybe 10, who wants to be a broadcaster, and you kind of took her under your wing. Tell us a little bit about that and what that means to you, to know that you are trailblazing a path for other young ladies behind you.
Yeah, well, so her name is Ellie, and you're right. She's 11, and she's just... she's so fearless. Like, I tell people that all the time. If I had half the approach that she already has to life when I was her age, I mean, it would just be limitless what we would all be able to do in this life. And for her, the thing that I love to drive home to people is broadcasting is her retirement plan. She wants to play professionally and then hang up the spike.
That's awesome.
and get behind a microphone. And I just think it's so cool that, you know, she's not fazed. The numbers, the odds, you know, that you don't belong. She doesn't really see any of that right now. And so last year, obviously I didn't have the Apple gig at the time. And so I worked almost every Orioles game. And I remember getting into the booth that day and one of our ushers poked their head in and just said, hey, there's a little girl downstairs. She has your name on a poster. Somebody told her that you weren't here today. And the other half of her poster is Trey Mancini. And he's not in the lineup. And so she's kind of feeling bummed. Like, if you can poke your head out and just say hello. And I looked down at the concourse, and there she is. And she just lit up like a rocket when we made eye contact. And I had my boyfriend and his whole family were also at the game. And his mom is a baseball diehard to the core. She was named Katie. And it's very fitting with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But so she saw the little girl in the poster, and their family was actually helpful because I was trying to find her after the game, and we kept looking and we couldn't find her. And she actually ran into their family and they said, oh, we're looking. We know exactly you're looking for, you know, we'll get her to you. And ever since then, she's just been a great friend and somebody who I try to keep up with as much as I can. She's very active. She loves to be in theater, and she's traveling with softball and baseball and doing PA announcing, and, you know, her schoolwork is so important to her, but she's going to do whatever she wants to do in this life. And I feel really fortunate that people have been giving her a platform to kind of tell it from a child's eyes, because I think that's a perspective that we don't often get to have.
It's so important too, Melanie, because I tell people all the time, just getting a chance to see Major League Baseball players up close just changed everything for me in terms of seeing it, being able to dream it. You provided that for her just in your interaction. You said something earlier that kind of just caught my attention. You said you wanted it to be in baseball. What was it about baseball that drew you in, that made you know that was the route you wanted to go?
You know, I wish I could tell you the one finite thing. We had baseball all around us. Like I mentioned, East Cobb is obviously a year-round factory for the game. And so it's pretty natural. It's a piece of the fabric where we live in Metro Atlanta. Everybody played. There's fields everywhere. There's tournaments all the time. And I loved that. And, you know, for us, our dad was a really big football guy. And for whatever reason, I wanted to know everything about every sport, but I needed to know everything about baseball. And I didn't realize it, I was kind of dragging him back into the game because after 94, he had walked away for a little bit. You know, it was really hard for him to get back into the game. Here I was, this kid who the Braves can't lose, and I'm clinging to my family's roots in Boston. Like, well, the Red Sox, they could. Like, this could be the year, and everybody looks at me like I'm insane. But, you know, for whatever reason, it just stuck, and my parents were always really good about supporting that and encouraging that. Coach Childress was our head coach at Etowah High School, and he was very encouraging, very inclusive about me having a part there. And I just feel really fortunate that through all my time in it that, you know, I ended up covering every level. I mean, I did high school. I did all the different smaller mid-major college tournaments and, you know, worked my way through single A and double A and everywhere else. And the more that I've gotten through this game and the more diversity that you really see and what people go through just to be a part of the game, it's one of the most beautiful things out there, and I just don't think there's a sport that compares to it.
Melanie Newman, according to Wikipedia anyway, is one of four female play-by-play broadcasters that are active in Major League Baseball right now. Let's just talk about broadcasting in general, Melanie, and your love for that part of it, and you know, who you kind of look up to in that field, and what some of your thoughts on broadcasting are, and your style.
Yeah, I'm a human interest first person, and I think that's a combination of the fact that I did get a start on the reporting end, and then play by play kind of came in after. And while I would balance doing both, I also eventually found that even if I had a stretch where I wasn't reporting, those stories don't have to go to waste. You know, you can find moments to weave those into the game while you're calling it. I think there's so much room for growth, and I think there's so much room to grow our audience and to grow the game by how we choose to approach giving it to fans. I think there's some misrepresentation about, you know, it's a dying sport and it's slower and this, that, and the other, but it really is up to who's choosing to present it and how they ultimately give it to fans. And so that's, again, like, I can't identify with hitting 300. Like, I don't think I could even hit the world's slowest pitch with a beach ball. But I get what it's like to go through the more human elements that these players have gone through. And that's why I think when you build those emotional bridges to fans, that's why they come back around. You know, you give them guys, and you tell them why it's easy to root for them and why it's collectively, therefore, so great to root for the team as a whole, because it's a grind. I mean, we're the longest sport by and far. And so it is a challenge to come up with something new every day and to find a way to bring that in. But that's where I also feel fortunate with Baltimore, that when I first was introduced to them and we started talking, I mentioned that I liked to do a little bit of everything. And I really think having a series where I get to be the sideline reporter, and the next series I'm play-by-play on radio, and then another series is play-by-play on TV, that kind of mix-up prevents the burnout, because mentally you're stimulated the whole time, getting to change the lens with which you're viewing the game. And that's kind of where I want to keep moving forward. Everybody says, oh, so you're a play-by-play person, you don't want to do this reporting job. No, I love if I get a day on the sidelines to just really dig into the stories. And conversely, I love those big moments where you get to call the home run or you get to call the no hitter and be there for it. So I think we're just finally getting into that point where we can remove labels from people and just kind of, you cut people loose and you go, okay, we know what you're capable of. Like, let's see all the things you can do.
Melly, I'm going to let you get out of here, but that answer is so awesome, by the way. It's one of the reasons why I enjoy listening to you, because I've had the opportunity to do a POV segment for the Padres where I get to sit down with these guys and interview them as a person, and it does bring so much more for me when I do get on the broadcast, because you can explain it from not just an X's and O's part, but as you said, from a personal standpoint. Melanie, enjoy your work very much. We know you guys can catch her tomorrow on the Apple TV game. Continued success, Melanie, and thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, guys. I really, really appreciate it.
Enjoyed it, Melanie. Thank you so much.
Melanie Newman there on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.